Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee. I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk again next hour with some community friends in the morning show studio right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 51 degrees at 9 o'clock. This update is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The two people shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum last night were about to become engaged, according to the Israeli ambassador. Both Yaron Lashinsky and Sarah Milgram worked for the Israeli embassy. The alleged gunman from Chicago had shouted support for Palestine as he was put under arrest. After an early morning debate, the House passed President Trump's budget bill by a one-vote margin this morning. ABC's Rachel Scott has details.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act extends Trump's 2017 tax cuts, lifts federal income tax on tips and overtime, sets aside nearly $50 billion to resume construction of the border wall. It also slashes federal spending by more than $1.5 trillion, but the cuts to Medicaid could leave more than 8 million Americans without health insurance over the next decade.
The rush to summer is on. Records expected to be broken at the nation's airports, and AAA says it expects 39 million travelers to hit the road this Memorial Day weekend. This is ABC News. The Justice Department moving to drop its reform agreements with police departments in Louisville and Minneapolis, where the police killings of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd happened, respectively. ABC's Alex Mellon covers the Justice Department for ABC News.
The Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division, Harmeet Dillon, announced that the Justice Department was going to shut down these so-called consent decrees that they had reached with the cities of Louisville in Minneapolis, which appoints essentially an independent monitor to oversee major police reforms in these cities. So basically, Harmeet Dillon's justification is that the reform should be overseen and led at the state and local level. This is not something that she sees as a priority for this Justice Department.
Nike is running back to Amazon. The shoe and clothing giant says it will start selling directly on Amazon once again, 6 years after pulling away to focus on its own website and stores. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high of 62 today, a bit breezy with stray sprinkles possible in the late afternoon. Maybe a sprinkle early evening tonight and a low of 39. Friday, partly cloudy, a high of 63. For Friday night, a few clouds and chilly, a low of 39. Saturday, 65. 67 Sunday and Monday as well during Memorial Weekend.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location, it is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust.
Savor the flavor with Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Our guests today on the morning show are from Aging and Disability Resource Center here in Richland Center, as it is ADRC month, and so they have some really timely stuff to talk about. Cassandra Sanders is here to talk a little bit about what has been going on. She is an ADRC specialist. Rose Welsh, Elder Benefit Specialist, is here, and Jamie Bruckner, Disability Benefit Specialist. First of all, we kind of want to start out and talk about something that's not going on, Cassie, the Wellness Stride. You guys chose to cancel that.
Yeah, so due to the weather, the potential wind gusts this afternoon, we decided to postpone the Wellness Stride to June 12th. It will be when that's moved to, and so that is a 3K walk, 5K run, so people will still have an opportunity to sign up for that then, now that it's moved to the 12th of June.
So people, if it didn't work out for tonight, they had a conflict, maybe they will be able to in June then.
Yes, yep, and the ADRC partners with Simons Recreation Complex, so you can give Simons a call to see about signing up for that if you're interested.
Why is the Wellness Stride something that you get behind that you think is important?
It's an opportunity for people of all ages in our community to get together and just take that time to promote that wellness and just getting out for a nice walk around town. And we want to incorporate everybody, young to old. I think what was our youngest person that did it last time was 8 months old, and the oldest was like 86 or something like that. So it's fun to get everybody together and walk around town.
It's amazing. It's hard to think of another event that would include that many in that far of an age group, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to that on the 12th.
Well, tell us about what you do, Cassie, in your role as ADRC specialist.
Sure. So there are three of us in the Richland County office. The ADRC specialists, we work with folks in our community to connect them to resources. So we get calls on everything, but connecting them with different programs, things that you might not even be aware of, trying to provide that assistance to folks to stay in their homes for as long as possible. It's hard to even say the range of it, because we just talked to so many people about so many different things, but really we're here to connect people with those resources and make referrals on, if possible, to other programs and other people like Rose and Jamie, who are here with me today.
That's nice that you can all work together under one roof, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we really enjoy being a big team here in the ADRC, so we have lots of programs that we work with, and we really enjoy doing that together.
Rose, tell us a little bit about what you do as benefits specialist. That's kind of a big umbrella, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, my main focus is for people 60 and older, and I am about transitioning out of the workforce. So a lot of people, when they get ready to retire, aren't sure what the next steps are, how I help assist them with getting on Social Security, and then enrolling in Medicare. When we turn 65, you know, everybody needs to transition into a Medicare Part A or B if they're not going to continue working. So I help get them enrolled into those programs and educate them about what types of insurance are available and out there for them and what kind of coverage they need to have.
I bet you calm a lot of fears, because looking at the potential paperwork, it's got to be a daunting thing, isn't it?
There's a lot of information. So I do a class, Welcome to Medicare class. I do have one coming up on June 9th, and it's a really good informational class. It's free. It's open to everybody, anybody who's wanting to learn more about Medicare, because it is somewhat overwhelming. You've been used to group health insurance coverage pretty much your entire life, and now you have to transition into this thing where each piece is kind of broken up into its own individual part. And so it can be very daunting to think about this big change that you need to go into. So I encourage people that are a little bit nervous about it to reach out to us, sign up for a Welcome to Medicare class, and then, you know, I'm here to help walk you through it so you don't have to do it on your own. And, you know, if you take it one step at a time, it's really not as big and scary as it sounds.
Do you give advice on possible supplements and things like that to insurance?
So I give the information. I have to display all options out there to people. So I remain very unbiased about what is available, but I do explain what a supplement is, what the different types are, as well as Advantage plans and what the differences are between the two and what it kind of covers for people.
Open enrollment comes up later in the year, correct?
Yes. So that will begin in fall, and it's very important at the end of September, really, to start looking at your mail and watching for stuff from your insurance company, because that's when changes will be announced. So I will be coming back in fall to speak with you about that and the details as we know about that.
That's great. And Social Security info, too.
So we've had a lot of changes with Social Security in just the last couple months, really cracking down on that fraud and trying to make sure that everything, all the processes are as secure as possible. So there have been changes to that, and we are an excellent resource. If you don't know what those changes are and you're questioning it, you can call us at the ADRC, and we're more than happy to discuss what has changed and what the new processes are for Social Security.
I'm guessing you can get an answer quickly or more quickly through your office than, you know, Social Security office at this point.
Yeah, there can be long wait times on the Social Security lines. They have had some reduction in staff, so unfortunately those wait times have grown. If you're just looking for an informational question and you're not actually looking for a question specific to your benefits, we can give you a generalized question. We don't have access to what the same databases as Social Security does. So if you have a specific question about your benefit, we could assist you making the call, but we're not going to be able to answer a specific question about, like, what would you be making on your retirement. But we can, you know, guide you as far as what is the process or what are the steps to getting to through that, to get on retirement.
And like at what age or what point you should contact them or start to be thinking about it as well.
Right? I mean, if you're thinking about retirement, that's the time to start reaching out to them to try to figure out, well, what am I going to be making? Am I going to be able to afford living on the income that's set for me by Social Security? So if you're thinking about retirement, I encourage you to reach out and start figuring out what those numbers are. But if you know you're going to retire in the next 3 months, then you can begin that process for retirement anytime 3 months before your retirement date.
Jamie is here as well. Jamie Bruckner, disability benefits specialist. So kind of give us a little clue into what you do per day, Jamie.
Yes, so I'm the disability benefits specialist for the Richland County ADRC, and I provide services for individuals age 17 and a half to 59. One thing specifically that I do is help with that application process to start obtaining those disability benefits through the Social Security Administration. We start from the application process to the very end and all the paperwork and tasks they have in between, because a lot of it can be very daunting and overwhelming. So we provide support and advocacy services so they can get the benefits they deserve.
Have there been a lot of changes with those programs as well recently?
Programmatically, not many changes, just how we obtain that information from the Social Security Administration has changed. We're seeing longer wait times, like Rose had explained, but we can help be that middleman for those individuals to get the information that they need so they're not having to call all the time or try and sit and wait hours on the phone to get information.
Is that why you are called a red tape cutter then? Is that correct?
Yeah, for lack of better wording, we're the middleman to help them get the information they need, the status update on their cases, where things are sitting, help fill out documentation to help substantiate their claim for disability.
Disability, there's all forms of that. I mean, I guess every case is different. There's probably not one that's the same, is there?
Not a single case I've worked on is the same. Everybody, there's two different forms of disability benefits. There's the needs-based program, or SSI, and then there's the disability insurance, or SSDI, which is the benefit you pay in through your taxes when you work. Everyone is entitled to disability benefits. It's just depending on where you are in your life, depends on what benefit you are entitled to.
And you have to have proof from a physician and those kind of things?
Lots of proof. Lots of documentation, mm-hmm. medical records, statements, things like that to get on disability.
And it probably matters your occupation too, doesn't it?
Occupation can play into it, especially for SSDI benefits. What you did, if it's a skilled job or not skilled job, those things factor in whether or not they find you disabled or not, or where they find you disabled in the steps.
And benefits certainly can change, I'm guessing, even year to year, can't they, for certain individuals?
When you're awarded benefits, it's usually a set amount throughout the entire year, but once a year they usually see a COLA increase or cost of living increase. So they do see a bump in their benefits, usually in January.
That's coming up. Well, you guys really have a lot of things to talk about here, some special things coming up here. We wanted to kind of circle back to you, Cassie. Bingo size is one of the things that that you wanted to talk about. What is bingo size?
Sure. So bingo size is an evidence-based program that we do through the ADRC, and there's a few of us that are trained facilitators for that. And what it is a, oh goodness, now I'm blanking, if it's 10 or 12 weeks, but it is twice a week we meet with the folks who sign up and we play bingo, but we also get to exercise. And so it kind of mixes up some education as well as different like resistance band exercises and other things to try and get moving as well as having a little bit of fun. So we haven't picked the next date for that to start, but we are planning one for this summer. And we typically hold that at the community center here in town. And so we'll be getting the word out about that once we have those dates picked. But this will be our third session running of Bingo Size since we started the program here in Richland County, and we just really have a good time with it, and everyone that's done it seems to really enjoy it. So
you have to move and groove when you're listening
for
the bingo.
Yeah, we play some music while we're exercising and things. I actually met with someone who was in the first session who said that her doctor felt when she had her knee replaced that because she had been doing Bingo Size that she was able to recover faster, actually, because her legs were stronger from the exercises we were doing in Bingo Size. So it is, it's a great program.
Do you win a jackpot or is it just bragging rights?
We do have prizes. So everyone who wins bingo, we play a couple, we play 2-3 games of bingo each time. And so we have little prizes. So, and bragging rights, of course. But
how do you sign up for that?
You'd call the ADRC and we would take down some information. It is free. We just ask you have to be able to come to like at least 80% of the sessions because it is an evidence-based program, but you would just call the ADRC once we have those dates and sign up. And even if you're interested in it, I'm sure you could give us a call now and put your name down so that once we have that time picked out, we can give you a call and let you know that's starting.
Another thing you have coming up is Power of Attorney for Healthcare, an event coming up. Did you want to speak on that, Cassie?
Sure. So we have a Power of Attorney Healthcare Clinic coming up on June 4th. You can call the ADRC to sign up for that. You do need to reserve a slot. We have half-hour slots. It doesn't quite take that whole time, but it is at the community center as well. It's from 4 to 6, again, on June 4th. And we help with filling out that power of attorney health care paperwork, which is very important for everyone who's over the age of 18. Wisconsin is not a next of kin state. And so if something were to happen to you, you become incapacitated in any way, your spouse or family member would not be able to make medical decisions for you without that power of attorney health care paperwork in place. And so it just gives that peace of mind in knowing you have someone set up to make decisions for you about your health care options when you can no longer make those. So we help you fill that out. All you need to bring along with you to that clinic is the name, date of birth, or no, name, address, and phone number of the person you want to be that healthcare representative for you.
I see. Is it a group thing that you do, or do you meet with people individually that day?
We meet with people individually, but we have enough staff there to be able to witness those forms and answer any questions that you might have when you come in for that. So we have all of the paperwork there. You don't have to fill anything out ahead of time. We'll go through and fill that out with you and answer questions you have about it.
Are there some typical questions, some common questions that you get from time to time, Cassie?
The biggest questions that we had in the last one, or at least that I had with the folks that I was helping, was like, what kind of limitations do you want that healthcare representative to have? And so it's good to know coming into it what kinds of decisions you want them to be able to make, or what kind of requests you have. So if you don't want to be put on life support, if you don't want feeding tube, those kinds of things to think about before coming in, because we can indicate that on the form so that it is in writing and your doctors know that is your wishes.
And that does not include financial, right?
Correct. Power of attorney finance is a separate form. That is something that we have those forms available, but it has to be notarized. And so we can kind of guide you in how to fill out if you have questions about the power of attorney finance, but that is something that has to be notarized. But basically, the power of attorney finance allows someone, even if you're not incapacitated, if you just want that help from someone to help you with your finances, taxes, property, bank accounts, different things, it just kind of gives someone else that ability to assist you. You still make the decisions, but they can help you if you need that.
For the healthcare documents, then, when you get them filled out, what's the next step? Who gets those then?
You want to make sure to retain a copy for yourself, obviously, in a safe place, but then you would want to give that to any medical providers that you work with. You want to make sure that your representative has a copy of that as well. Basically, just distributing it to people who are going to be handling any kind of medical things for you. So.
And that's coming up on the 4th. How can people sign up for that, Cassie?
Give the ADRC a call. Always the answer. Just call the ADRC and we'll put you down for a time slot. Like I said, we do have to reserve spots for that one just because we're limited in who can help do that. And then if the slots are full but you still want to do that, we will have another one in September, I think, is the next one.
I don't remember the date on that, but we do have multiple ones scheduled throughout the rest of the year.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this just happens to be the next one then.
Yes, the next one is June 4th.
Sure. Rose, we wanted to talk too about the Sip and Swipe event you have coming up. What is that?
Yeah, so we are trying to educate seniors on the smartphone devices and technologies, especially if you find you're struggling to do all the things that you want to do with your phone. Jamie and I will be holding a Sip and Swipe July 9th at the community center at 1 o'clock. And it is really bring your smartphone with you. She's versed in the Apple technology. I'm kind of more well versed in the Samsung technology and Android devices. So we will help guide you through if you have questions on, like, maybe you don't know how to video chat and you really have been wanting to video chat with your son or grandchild and you don't know how and you're wondering how that works. That's something where we could teach you how to do that. So come with your device, come with your questions and what you want to learn, and it's really just kind of to make you an expert on your device.
I need to get my phone in the other room here and you guys work on it for me.
Right?
But speaking of daunting tasks, though, that is certainly something that can confuse you.
Oh, right? Yeah. Well, and that technology is changing all the time, right? We're getting updates, things like move or switch. You're all of a sudden, you know, overnight your phone had an update. Now your things look different in it, and now you might have known how to use it, but now it's a little bit confusing to you. And we're hoping to be able to help guide people through that and you know, just make them feel more comfortable with everything. I mean, those devices are mini computers in your pocket, and there's so much that they can do. And we really feel that, maybe that the older people feel a little bit
nervous about exploring all those different options like apps and texting or sending pictures. And that's really what this class is about, is just making you feel more comfortable navigating that.
Have you been stumped yet, Jamie, or not on the phone?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
I have lots of Apple products, so I'm quite versed in them. And I have young children who are constantly teaching me new things regarding our devices. But I think it's really important that our older population is learning how to use their devices, because a lot of the programs like the Medicare.gov and the Social Security Administration are going to more like two-step authentications on their website, so you can get in and look at your benefits. And that's going to require you to be able to use your phone to activate and get into those programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. It's not just about communicating with loved ones. It's also mm-hmm. about those kind of things. And we're getting more and more away from paperwork.
Technology is getting so ingrained into everything that we do. So even a little bit of help on how to use your device is important.
Yeah. We talk about older Americans, though, too. It's important to stay in contact with loved ones. And anymore, phone calls sometimes don't work for your children and grandchildren. And even emails don't work. I mean, you've got to kind of go with the flow in technology, don't you, Rose?
Yeah. I mean, my children do not like to call. They are either texting me or they really do want to do video call. And that's something that even myself, I'm not super comfortable with that myself. I mean, I just don't like to see myself on it is the big thing, but they feel more comfortable. That's what they want to do, is they want a video call. And so, you know, being able to connect with your grandchildren the way that they feel comfortable will just bring you that much closer to them.
The Sip and Swipe event, when again is it? What's the date?
It is July 9th at 1:00 at the community center. And we do have limited spots just because it is going to be so hands-on and there's only two of us instructors. We ask that people call and sign up. We have 10 slots open. So if you're interested, call up sooner than later and get yourself on that list.
So that's the swipe part of it. What's the sip part of it then?
We're hoping to have some beverages, some water, some coffee for you to enjoy while we're going through the class.
All right. So that sounds like a fun class and a very beneficial one too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We hope it'll be a good time.
And that's for 60 and older or 65 and older?
It's 60 and older would be perfect. I mean, even if you're in your 50s, mm-hmm. we're not going to say, no, you can't come. So if you're anywhere in that age range, call us and sign up.
Help, give us a call.
Yep. I'm there. I know, Rose, you wanted to talk about the Senior Farmers Market voucher program. That's very timely since we're underway with that season.
So we've already had a lot of people calling, a lot of people interested in the Seniors Farmers Market. We do have 200 vouchers to distribute this summer, and that begins in June. So our very first distribution date is June 2nd, and it will be at the community building at the Richland Center Health and Human Services building. And it's open for people to walk in. There is no sign up required. So come on in and see us on June 2nd. I believe that is from 10 to 11. And we have many distribution dates coming up through summer. We have flyers that list those dates. We will not be taking individual walk-ins until we have gone through our distribution dates, though. So it's important to know that you really should attend one of these distribution times that are set, because we will not be doing individual walk-ins until the last distribution date, which is June 25th. So starting July, you know, if you haven't made it to a distribution thing, feel free to come to the ADRC and we'll help you. But if you can, we really are hoping people will attend these set dates. We have multiple through June set in different places. So if you don't have a flyer, we have them at the Richland Center meal sites as well as the ADRC. And I believe it is also in our ADRC family and friends newsletter as well.
How do you become eligible for the senior vouchers?
You just have to be 55 and older. And then you do have to meet income guidelines. So this isn't for everyone. This is to help people who are in the lower income. So the individual income guideline is $2,413 per month if you make that or below. And then if you're a couple making $3,261 per month or below, you are eligible for this program. So just come in. There's a form that we have to fill out with you, And then you get a booklet of $25. They're $5 increments this year. It's a little bit of a change from last year. It has gone down due to funding restrictions. So $25, and that's per person. So even if you have a spouse, both of you can come in and get a booklet. You just have to sit down with us, meet those income restrictions, and then sign up for them.
That will buy a lot of groceries because things are reasonably priced at the farmer's market.
Yes. Yep. And it's important to note that this covers fruits and vegetables that are homegrown. So you cannot go to the farmer's market and buy bread with this or baked goods. It is restricted to things that are grown, and they do have to be grown in Wisconsin. And then the vendor does have to be contracted with the senior farmer's market. And they will have a sign. There's a yellow sign that they will have out front indicating that they accept the vouchers.
So, do you make any appearances at the farmer's market for info?
We have one date that we are going to be sitting at the farmer's market to distribute vouchers. But the ladies there have been working with us for years, and they are very well versed in the program as well. And they try to make sure that all of their vendors understand the program. And I believe last year, every vendor that was there was signed up to accept the vouchers. I can't speak to this year yet, but I know that that's a big goal of the ladies who run the farmer's market in town here, is to make sure that all the vendors are aware. But it is also important to note, these work at every farmer's market throughout the state. So if you're traveling and you want to go to Madison's farmer market, you can use them there as long as the vendor has their sign out. You can use them at Orchards. You can use them at Peck's. There's lots of places.
That's good to know, because yeah. I guess I was under the assumption that it was just here. Was
no, a, yeah, a yeah. There's more options than you think. So we always stress to people that, you know, hey, maybe you're not interested in buying the early grown produce, right? But come fall, you want to get a pumpkin. You know, you could save it for that, or apples, you know, and those things are later in the season. So, and you have until October to use up your vouchers.
Oh, I was going to say, so they don't carry over per year, but you
no,
don't have...
No, there is a deadline. You have to use them up by the end of the season.
Right,
so.
But it's not like a per month thing or anything like that.
No,
so
you nope, can... you could save them all for the end and just buy apples if you want.
Does ADRC have anything to do with any of the other programs that help with food here in Wisconsin?
So we do connect people to the food share program. If you are eligible for that, we definitely help people sign up and apply for the food share program.
Okay, good to know. Aging and Disability Resource Center of Wisconsin, our guests here on the morning show, and we'll be back with some more info for you in just a moment.
Family Prescription Center. Where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Does your job offer 6 weeks of paid time off in the first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? Yep, they've got that too. Add in a 401k with company match, paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, and more. First shift starts at over $22 an hour, second shift over $24, and it's not your typical manufacturing job. It's Rockwell Automation in Richland Center. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers or stop in for walk-in Wednesdays 10 to 4. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity and where they meet you.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Taste the tradition at A&W in Boscobel, where Highway 61 meets hometown flavor. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Cassie Sanders, Jamie Bruckner, Rose Welsh, our guests on the morning show today, talking about all the benefits and things that Aging and Disability Resource Center has to offer us in the area. Jamie, I think we talked a little bit, we've talked a lot about older Americans, but you guys have a lot of services for those, as you mentioned, 17 and a half to 59, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So Cassie and I work pretty closely on individuals that are transitioning into adulthood who have disabilities. So they usually start with Cassie with a referral from the schools or from the behavioral health program.
And DBR, then there's a number of different entities that are working with these youth as they transition out. And so someone may have started with programs with the county in birth to three, and they've worked through, you know, CLTS, the Children's Long-Term Support Programs, and then all of those other programs. Well, now they're reaching adulthood. And so what does that mean for them? And so we get those referrals, usually starting around 17 and a half. And it doesn't have to even come through a referral. If you have a child who has disabilities but maybe isn't connected with a program at this time, you can certainly reach out to the ADRC as well. And we work to connect and make sure that that youth has all the things in place that they need. So what is it going to look like to get an ID if they want to vote? Do they need a guardian? Will they need to apply for disability benefits? Do they need Badger Care? You know, there's so many things that we talk to them about. And that 17 and a half to 21, I think, is really mm-hmm. our kind of youth in transition time. But and what does that mean for them? And so making those referrals then to, like, Jamie to apply for Social Security if needed, Adult Protective Services, if they are in need of someone to help them make decisions, you know, as an adult and things like that. And so we are kind of a one-stop shop for information and kind of pointing people in the right direction when it comes to those youth in transition services.
You work closely with the area schools then?
Yeah, we certainly try to connect with all of the schools and make sure they know about what the ADRC can provide and some of the assistance that we can provide to the families that they're working with.
We've gone to meetings at the schools to help provide information on steps they need to take to get long-term care or to maintain their disability benefits or to obtain disability benefits. So mm-hmm. we like to work closely with our counterparts at the school to give those students mm-hmm. the best step forward that we possibly can do.
Yeah, and we'll attend IEP meetings. You know, we can, it's really adaptable, you know, whatever the family is wanting and how they want us to be involved. Sometimes we're even starting sooner than 17 and a half, depending on kind of the complexity of like what that's going to look like for that person to turn 18. You know, there's a number of things that we can try to step in and help and advocate and connect people to those resources. So if anyone has, you know, that kind of situation going on for their youth, then we can certainly try to help where we can.
With someone in school, does that, sometimes you can stay in longer than 17 and a half, obviously. Mm-hmm. Do the benefits change once they get out of the school, public school or private school situation?
So, go ahead.
I was gonna say, it kind of depends on the situation. So some youth can remain in their like childhood benefits until a certain point if they are mm-hmm. remaining in school. It just,
A lot of times,
case-by-case thing.
Yeah, once you turn 18, you do have to provide documentation to, like, the Social Security Administration that you are staying in school until a certain age. That way you can maintain your childhood benefits, and it gives us time to start working towards adult benefits that you'll need once you're out of school.
There's a possibility you could transition out of benefits entirely, right? If you're on yep. your own and you start you know, living independently and yep. everything.
Yeah, and we try to work with people to, I guess, gain those skills and get those connections and supports and things in place so that they can be as independent as possible. And some people, after they turn 18, maybe they're just like, you know what, I don't really want any of this anymore, and that's their choice. And so, you know, we just kind of give all the options and make sure they know what things are out there for them and what kinds of supports there are, because not everybody knows. And a lot of people don't even know what the ADRCL does or what other programs do, and so we try to make sure that they have all of that information as they're going into a new stage of their life, whether it's the youth in transition or the elderly. You know, I mean, we just really try to provide all of that information.
I can see how it can be overlooked with aging being the first word of your mm-hmm. department, right? Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, we're not always the first thought, and I guess in someone's head when they think about, you know, moving from childhood to adulthood. So, you know, if you do have any limitations and things, you know, even if there's not much we can do for you, it's still a good spot to stop and see if there is anything for you.
Right, because you can refer them to other programs that could help, I suppose.
Definitely. Exactly, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And this, I was just involved in a state work group where we created a new actual like youth in transition booklet. And so it kind of puts all this information together in one spot. So even if you don't want to like work with us real closely, we can just give you that information as well. I think it's like 72 pages of information, but we try to make it as easy to read as possible. It's just a good place to have all of that stuff in one spot. So
the other thing we want to talk about is transportation, Rose. You know, you guys do provide transportation
for
appointments.
Yeah, for our elderly population that maybe don't have adult children living close by or find themselves unable to drive, or in a situation where they have an appointment that requires them to have a driver because of whatever the appointment is for, maybe restricts them from driving themselves home. The ADRC does provide transportation back and forth to appointments. You just have to call and ask for Linda. She is our transportation director, and she can see if they have drivers available that can take you. And they really go from here to Madison or here to La Crosse to take you to those appointments as long as there's availability. There usually is a small fee, I believe, associated with that, but it's a very reasonable cost, and it's an option that sometimes I think people forget about, is that we do have that transportation available. You don't have to scramble to try to find a friend or have your family member drive from however far away they are. You do have that option in town here.
It's amazing peace of mind because, you know, it's amazing to be able to be dropped off at the door.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about parking and walking a long ways.
Exactly. And the drivers stay there for your appointment time, and then they bring you back home. So, I mean, you really don't have to worry. And our drivers are very friendly. They enjoy what they do. Most of them are volunteers. And we're always looking for volunteers. If you are getting ready to retire and you're like, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to sit around all day, or you don't have a lot of hobbies or things planned and you want to keep yourself busy and you're like a social person, volunteering to be a driver for our program is a good place to land. So it gives you something to do daily and you get to socialize and interact with other people. So
how does that work? You use your own vehicle, I presume.
Yes, there is mileage reimbursement. Our program does pay the state rate. I forget what that is, but it's usually more than enough to compensate for the gas that it takes you to get anywhere. So, so there is some compensation involved, as well as just having the enjoyment of you know, connecting with another person.
I know Tanya Webster's been on with us talking about the Meals on Wheels program, but maybe we could reiterate that a little bit, Rose.
Yeah, so we have drivers that also volunteer to deliver meals to people locally, and there's always a need for help with that program as well, because we serve the whole county, and there are a lot of people who utilize our program. I mean, thousands of meals a year go out from Richland Center, and the routes run 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. So, and it does spread throughout the whole country, and we're like a wide rural, you know, county. So some of these routes can be long, but if you volunteer, you get to kind of set which days you have availability and where you want to drive. So it's really in your hands on what you do or what you volunteer for. But I tell you, the stopping in and checking in on person, brightens their day. I mean, sometimes it's what they look forward to, is seeing the Meals on Wheels person stop by. So, I mean, it really is more than just bringing somebody a meal. It's bringing them some connection to another person. And you're a check-in, you know, for that person. They may not have people visiting them on a regular basis. And so our program is very, very important for the safety and well-being of our elderly that are living and want to stay in their homes. And this program allows them to do that.
You three have all done that too, right? You've all got
the
roots?
Yeah. It's a very enjoyable experience. I can say firsthand that I have a lot of fun getting out of the office and going out about and stopping and visiting with some of my clients that way.
Mm-hmm. And again, you talk about volunteers for that, but are there some other programs through ADRC where you could use some volunteers, Rose?
We're looking for volunteers in any capacity. I mean, my program would accept volunteers if you maybe aren't as physical, but you are versed in computer technology. I'd always willing to have a volunteer come help me with my program and do some data entry for me. We're welcome. We're open to volunteers of any sort at the ADRC. If you're interested, give us a ring, and we're glad to talk to you about
that. Especially during that Medicare open enrollment
season. Yes, especially during the fall when the open enrollment season comes, because that is a very busy time of year for me. So,
how knowledgeable do you have to be, Jamie, with that, if you were going to volunteer for that, for instance?
Basic typing skills.
Typing skills and just a little bit of basic computer knowledge. You'll be entering medications into a system with pharmacies local to our area to see what plans work best for that individual and their medications.
Yeah, and you know, we're not expecting you to be an expert. If you feel just comfortable typing, basic computer skills, we will train you. So
yeah, we're not going to leave you hanging on your own.
Nope, we won't.
Keyboarding, you know.
Basic keyboarding is about it.
I mean, in that regard, you're putting it in and doing like a what if, right? You're not actually.
We look at different medications compared to different pharmacies, and compare the different plans for an individual to decide what plan for a Part D Medicare plan would be best for them.
Yeah, so our volunteers would be basically putting in that information and then just printing off the results. That's all they would be doing. They wouldn't have to be knowledgeable about the program in great depth. They just have to plug in the info and then print it off for us. Okay. That's the main thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be like, oh, I put in this information, this person's got to wait a whole year before they can re-enroll. Nothing like that.
No, we wouldn't have the volunteers doing any enrollment. Nope.
Cassie, is there anything else you'd like to add about any of your programs or anything that you're involved in?
I don't know, just I guess the ADRC, we accept questions of all kinds. We certainly get questions of all kinds, and we're here to help out the folks that live here in Richland County. Unfortunately, our services are limited to the people that live in the county, so it is, I know we get a lot of calls from people who are in Muscadet because we're much closer than like Lancaster and such, but we can answer general questions, but typically our programs and services are for folks who are within our county here. But we're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. To answer questions. So if people want to give us a call, our phone number is 608-647-4616.
The other question I had for you all, because we're just appreciative of what you do and your skills, why do you do what you do? Or why do you find your job rewarding, Cassie?
I think it's rewarding because it's a way to give back to the community in such a like impactful way. Even just answering simple questions for people, calming them down. You know, they see something on TV and they're like, oh my goodness, what does this mean? And we can try to ease their mind a little bit and help them through those things because maybe we don't know anything about what you're calling about, but we're going to figure it out for you and we're going to give you a call back if we're able to figure that out. But it's just a really... it's impactful and it's something different every day. Every question is...
yeah.
Different in its own way. So
I can see that. It's kind of a variety show, isn't it?
Yes. Even if it's about the same thing, the like way they're asking is different. You know, it's just something keeps your brain moving.
Keeps you young, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Jamie, what about you?
I'm born and raised in Richland County, so it's really nice to be able to give back to a community that I've lived in my entire life and to ensure that our community members are taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Rose?
Yeah, I was born and raised here as well and have a lot of family and friends around here. But to Cassie's point, you know, easing somebody's worries, you see them come in and they are just very stressed. You can see it all over their face and their body language. And then when you see them walk out and they're smiling and you know that you've had a hand in helping ease that anxiety that they might have been feeling when they come in is very rewarding. And it's really nice to help people and give back to the community.
Great. Well, we have some important dates coming up for sure. Can you go over those? What dates we should be looking for? The wellness slide is stride, not slide. The wellness stride is not happening tonight.
So that we don't slide.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it is not happening today. It is being postponed to June 12th.
Okay.
Yep. And then we have the Seniors Farmers Market vouchers, the distribution starting June 2nd at the Richland Community Health and Human Services Building.
And then June 4th is our Power of Attorney Healthcare Clinic.
And June 9th, we have the Welcome to Medicare Clinic. And then the Sip and Swipe, July 9th. So it's a little ways out there, but feel free to call now if you're interested.
Excellent. And that number again?
608-647-4616.
Wonderful. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it. Jamie joining us here, Jamie Bruckner, along with Rose Welsh and Cassie Sanders from Aging and Disability Resource of Richland Center here on The Morning Show.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libation, downtown Richland Center. Got a lot of new books for you, and replenishing from Christmas, and the kids' books especially. Old Cooch Books and Libation, a full-service bookstore. Order for you anytime. Old Cooch Books and Libation. Don't forget, we wrap presents for free.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in the first year? Rockwell Automation does. They also offer a $2,500 sign-on bonus, a 401k with company match, annual bonuses for all employees, unlimited referral bonuses, paid paternal leave, a tuition reimbursement program, and plenty of room for growth and advancement. Rockwell Automation isn't your typical manufacturing experience. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. That's been true since 1971. Now, the team is growing, and Rockwell Automation is looking for new talent. First shift positions start at over $22 an hour, second shift over $24 an hour, and that's on top of all these incredible benefits. So what are you waiting for? Explore opportunities today at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center. Or just stop in during walk-in Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Welcome back to our morning show today on WRCO. We have some great info for you coming up to end out the week. We'll talk about what's going on in Cazenovia. We'll also have some updates. The month of May happens to be a Mental Health Awareness Month, and so we'll have a couple of programs capping off the month. One of those is a little bit later on tomorrow. Next Friday, we'll have our regular Grace Monthly Morning Show. Members of the Grace Board and team will be in. It was really enjoyable. Race for Grace, Walk for Grace, not necessarily the Walk for Grace, but the Race for Grace was held over this past weekend, May 17th on Saturday, and it was a little cool, but there certainly were some good times and good turnout. Over 200 runners took part in that, and I hadn't had a chance to mention on the air, but it was just a really good turnout, fun day. The overall winner was Erica Anir, who ran in the 30 and 39-year-old category and came through with a time of 22:44 for the 5K. So the overall winner in the 10 to 19 female category was McKenna Fry. The 20 to 29, it was Haley Birch. And Emily Fry, the top finisher in the 40 to 49 category. In the 50 to 59 category, Michelle DeSalvo was the first-place runner. And Joy Lineweber and also Cindy Checker were top finishers in their age category as well, again in the 5K. For the guys, top finisher in the male 9 and under was Hudson Anir. Also, Carl Fair was the top runner in the 10 to 19-year-old male. And Ashton Sumwalt in the 5K, the overall male winner with a time of 21:37. So he led the way. Paul Anir was back in town and had the top finish in the male 30 to 39-year category. Also, Nathan Glassbrenner in the 40 to 49 top finishers, Thaddeus Stanley in the 50 to 59, and Michael Sherwin, and also Gary Hanold finished at the top of their age category. And again, that was in the 5K during the Race for Grace. The 10K winners overall, let's see if we can find those. The Race for Grace, not in that category. Let's look again here. 10K final, there we go. So the overall female winner was Marsha Carlson. And Marsha competing in the 60 to 69-year age group, but a time of 50:04. So a great race for her. Erica Steinmetz was first in the 20 to 29-year-old female. Michelle Lewis in the 30 to 39. Michelle Cosgrove in the 40 to 49. And Pam Tidrick in the 50 to 59. And the overall for males, the 10 to 19 category, Trevin Thielman finished first. Gavin Birch, just an amazing day for him in the 20 to 29-year category in the Race for Grace. He finished the 10K in 39.43 and was the top overall finisher. So congratulations to him. Alex Hemmersbach was first in the male 30 to 39 year. Also Terry Thielman in the 40 to 49 year category. And Ricky Frank, 50 to 59. And as Andy Rosendink and also Billy Mabee Jr. finished first in their weight in the 10K at the Race for Grace. So thanks to everybody who was a part of it. We had some people that just stopped by to cheer people on to victory. And also in the Firefighters Challenge and the emergency, the EMT, police, and fire, they competed with a one-mile challenge with their gear on. And the top overall finisher was the fire department team from Hixton. The Hixton group came down again, and it was close. I think the Richland County Sheriff's Department was a close second, but there were other finishers that did really well as well, from Casanova and Avoca, well represented. But Hixton was the top overall emergency responder team that came across the finish line first, and that's always awe inspiring to watch them and work in unison. And they have to finish as a team. If the five or six of them get to the front, but there's still a straggler way behind, they have to wait for that person to get up there and finish. And they all finished fairly much in unison. That's it for today's morning show. The ABC News update is next.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered.